So we've reported on Myanmar. There's an earthquake in China. And in South America, the problem is a volcano. It's forcing people in Chile to flee entire towns. And volcanic ash is blowing across the Andes Mountains to Argentina. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Puerto Montt, a town near the crater.
For the past 9,000 years, Chaitén has remained quiet. But lifelong resident of the city of Chaitén, Eduardo Gallegos, says he sensed something was simmering on the volcano even before it covered the city in a cloud of ash in the early hours of May 2nd.
Sumando todos los temblores, habían habido 50 aproximadamente.
We felt 50 tremors in the days leading up to the eruption, and the volcano was emitting flashes of light, he says. Gallegos was one of the first evacuees from some 4,000 residents of Chaitén who were taken by boat to seek shelter in schools like this one in Puerto Montt, fleeing from nature's fury. Chile has the world's second most active string of volcanoes behind Indonesia. They dot this stretch of Patagonia with its forests and fragile ecosystems and now fragile lives. Elias Mesa says he would have stayed had authorities not ordered him out. My wife pleaded with me to come here, he says, and I arrived with just a knapsack, a blanket, and a cat. I left behind my entire store, including ₱1,000,000 worth of cigarettes, he says. Well-wishers from a nearby town performed last night at the school to raise the sunken spirits of the evacuees. Their stay may be a prolonged one. The eruption of Chaitén has turned lakes and rivers a milky white and coated plants in a dense layer of ash. Chaitén continues to belch a column of ash and gas that shot more than 8 miles high this weekend. Jorge Munoz heads the technical office of the National Geology and Mining Service monitoring the volcano. He says the dense plume could collapse in on the crater, creating lava-like pyroclastic flows, destroying everything in their path.
Very fast and very hot. Pompeii.
But Munoz says Chaitén has remained at the same level of seismic activity for the past week, a good sign, he says. The longer the volcano simmers, burning up energy, the likelihood of a catastrophe recedes. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Puerto Montt, Chile.